Okay, good morning. Today's daf, Mem Zayin. Rav Metzia, daf Mem Zayin.
Sponsor. I can learn without a sponsor.
Okay, we can learn without a sponsor. Okay, so we're on Mem Vav Amud Beis, the last line. It's a new din. Talking about a new din, still in the world of Chalipin. Today's daf is a few shas sugyas. Well, again, we'll do it in 45 minutes. So Amar Rava, Amar Rav Huna. Rava says the name of Rav Huna. Guy walks up. Guy basically set up the case like this. Guy has a whole bunch of coins. Doesn't know how many coins there are. Doesn't know anything. Right? Mechor li be'elu. I walk up to you. I say, you know what? I want to buy that tikkun over there. Sell to me with this. I throw down the coins. We have no idea. We have no idea how many coins are here. So essentially, we don't know what the coins are. We're not counting the coins. It's not really a sale. It's a chalipin. It's this for this. It's a barter. Right? So he says, mechor li be'elu. Right? And you, the seller, you don't count either. You say, yeah, I'll take it here. Switch. Let's just switch those coins for this item. So kana. So the lokeach is kona the chayfetz with the money. Normally, when you use money, there's no kinyan until you do mashicha. But here we're saying you're kona with the money, because in essence, we have a chalipin here. With a chalipin, as long as you took the money, and then we did an exchange, I can kona that item without mashicha. So kana. Right? And you can't be chozer. However, the yesh lo alav ona. Nevertheless, there is money. There is ona. Meaning, if you overcharged, or if I overpaid or underpaid for it, there would be ona. Three different levels of ona: a sixth, and exactly a sixth, more than a, less than a sixth, more than a sixth, exactly a sixth. But yeshalav ona, and therefore you would be able to be toveya the extra money. Either one of us, either I get the money back, or you get the money, extra money for the item, which seems to be weird. Because on the one hand we're saying it's a mechor on the sale, on the other hand we're saying it's a chalipin. Because if chalipin is a machlokas, we're showing it with a chalipin, you have the concept of ona. So, yesh lo alav ona, apa gav de lo mashach, even though, right, so it says, kona, sorry, so kona apa gav de lo mashach, he was kona, even though there was no mashach, cave unto lo kapit, because you weren't makbid on the money. So when you're not being makbid on the money, so then what is it? So it's a king of chalipin. But, yeshul of ona, it does have a din of ona, because he says, the mechor li be'elu kamar, because he says the lashon of mechor, which is the lashon of the sale. Lashon of a sale of an item means that we're selling the item for the money, so there's a din of ona, because the din of ona by a mechor. It just happens to be the Mukha Yosef brings it down, and the Chidushi Aram brings it down to some machlokas, whether you learn from here, whether or not there's actually a din of ona when it comes to chalipin. Seems people make the deal from Rashi that there's no din of ona when it comes to chalipin, because basically we said the only reason why you have ona here is because it's in mechor, because it had a mechor, but had it only been a real chalipin, then there wouldn't have been ona. It's interesting. So the chalipin is really, according to that, chalipin is not considered a sale in the sense that you don't have a chiv of iser of ona. But there's a lot of other reasons: the Ramban, the Ritva, the Chidush Aran himself. They say that they're cholik on this, because that's the riff and the Rimigar say, but they say that even the chalipin there's a din ona, so they have to figure out how to explain the Gemara, because the din from the Gemara here seems to be that there's no din of ona when it comes to chalipin. So that is what was said by Rabba in the name of Rav Huna. But Rav Abba says in the name of Rav Huna, Rav Abba Amar Rav Huna, Mechor li be'elu, in our case where he says Mechor li be'elu, Kana the ein lo alav ona. You can be koni, it's chalipin, the ain lo ona. And there's no ona, because once you weren't makbid on the most, we're talking about a strict case of chalipin, and there would be no ona, according to Rav Abba in the name of Rav Huna. Okay, that's the case. Next. So the Gemara says, now that the Gemara has explained a case where the mocher wasn't makbid on the actual amount of money, therefore the money is now used as chalipin, right? So now the Gemara has a suffix on the other way around. Let's say you're doing a clear case of chalipin, right? A barter, one for one, but you are makbid on the value. What's the din? Okay? So Rashi explains the case. It says chalipin, so it says pshita, damim, the ein makbid alein. If it's pashat that we're dealing a case where you give money, like we just had, and the ein makbid alein, and you're not makbid to see how much the money is worth, the chalipin damu, that this is a case of chalipin. But let's say we have chalipin, a real chalipin. I'm going to exchange my item for your item. Okay? A barter, one for one. Umakbid aleinah, but we're still makbid as to what the value of each of the items are. We want to make sure it's a fair trade. My. What's the din? Is this a din of chalipin? If it's a din of chalipin, meaning they would both be koneh with one mishicha, like all chalipin, or since that they're makbid, to make sure they're equal value, then they're actually considered maos. Right? And when it comes to maos, you're not koneh until his Mashiach. So I guess each of them would have to be Moshech in order to, for it. So Rashi explains, Rashi Chalipin Amak Malayan, he just explains what we said inside. Nasin lo, it's the 1, 2, 3, 4th white short line. Nasin lo chayfetz b'chayfetz b'toz chalipin liknos kadin kinyin shekonim b'sudar. V'zemach b'liro shia sudar shavakol kach. In other words, let's say at the wedding, the guy looks at the handkerchief, he wants to make sure how much it's worth. He says, I want to be kona with a really fancy pen. I want to make sure that's a valuable thing. Mahu. Mi konu tarvayu b'mashicha d'chad minayu. O dilmor, maybe holy, hikpid aleim, arehin kadamim. V'habi luhu mos, ain't cause ashi yimshoch gam asheni. Until the second one also has to do mashicha in order for it to be a kinyan. So what's the reason why you would think now that it would be a kinyan kesef, as opposed to kinyan chalipin? Still doing a barter one for one, just looking at it. So the Chazon Ish explains, and it's similar to what we mentioned a few times before. It's similar to Chazon Ish says this, Vajolti says this. Some of it's the Rav Chaim mentions it that the chalipin is based on, we'll see it later in the Gemara. The chalipin is not really a kinyan. Chalipin is just a manifestation of das. It's a kinyan of das. So he explains that by chalipin everybody wants the other chayfets. They're not really concerned about the value. They just want a one for one trade. They want the other chayfets, right? And everyone's willing to give up his in order to get the other chayfets. But now when they're makbid on the value, their rutzon is on value, not necessarily just on the object, meaning that they want the second item to substitute for the value of the item that he's losing, right? So therefore, that's no longer considered just chalipin. It's also considered kesef, because now you want, when you want chalipin, when it comes to real chalipin, all you want to do is exchange one for one. But when you're worried about the value, it's more than just an exchange. Now you want an exchange to reimburse you for your loss. So that may be what the suffix is, and whether it comes to be a kinyan kesef or not. Okay, so the Gemara says, so what's the din in this case where it's chalipin and your makbilein? So Amar of Adam or Ava Toshma, I'll bring a raya. Here's the case. Harisha haya tofis parasova omed. You have a guy who brings his cow into the shuk. He's standing there with his cow in the middle of the shuk. Ubacha veirva amarlo paraskalama. Why'd you bring your cow to the middle of the shuk? So, okay. Ubacha veirva amarlo paraskalama. Lachamora itzar. He goes, you know what? I need a donkey. I don't have cash, I guess, but I have this asset. I'll be willing to transfer my cow for a donkey. So the guy says back, oh, you're in luck. Yeshli chamor shani no sein lecha. I have a donkey that I'm willing to switch over, to exchange your cow for. Paraska bekama. How much is your cow worth? See, right now you see that he's mocked on the value. Paraska bekama. Bekach bekach. It's for this amount. And he says, chamor bekama. And how much is your chamor for? Bechach, bechach, same amount. It would be a trade, but they were makbid on the value. So, mashach bal chamor as a para. So now the bal chamor, the second guy comes and he does a mashicha on the para. So if this is kinyan chalipin, then everything would be done. But the Mishnah says, v'lo hispi bal para limshach as a chamor, actually mesa chamor, but the bal para didn't have an opportunity to do mashicha on the chamor, I guess it was in a different place. Lo kana bal chamor as a para, actually mesa chamor, and the chamor dies. So if it's a regular chalipin, they would have been a kinyan, and it would have been the loss of the original balapara. He would have been lost. But lo kana balacham or asapara. In this case, we're saying no. There was no kinyan wasn't complete until the balapara did a mashicha on the balchamor. So we're saying the balchamor is not kana the para. Ushma mina chalipin umakbin aleim lo kana. You see from here, there was made chalipin. They were makbin on it. It turns. It makes it not into a kinyan chalipin. It makes him into more of a kinyan kesef. And therefore, there was no. If it's kesef, you can't have, like Rashi said, you can't have the exchange until there's a mashiach on both items. Because kesef alone doesn't make isn't kone. So here you see that chalipin who makbid aleihen is not chalipin; it's a kesef. So the Gemara says he has a clear proof. So Rava now comes and says, he says the whole thing that you're talking about that they're not makbid. Of course they're makbid. Everyone's always makbid. I'm a Rava. Atu chalipin b'shuftanin eskinon. Is the chalipin that we're talking about the Torah talking about idiots? A guy's going to sell something, right? He's going to sell something for a needle. He's always makbid on the value, right? I'm a Rava. Atu chalipin b'shuftanin eskinon lo kapti. Ela kol chalipin mikvid kapti. Everyone wants, whenever you do a barter, you want to make sure you're getting value out of it. I'm not going to trade you my Alexis for a pin. No, what? Of course, that's what he's saying. So chalipin, he's saying it's an equal trade. You're going to look into the value. You're not going to give up your item unless you're satisfied with the value of the other item. Who's talking about trading a car for a needle? No one does that. So of course, in every case, you're makbid on it. So what's different about this case? So he says So look, I will call chalipin mikvekavi vikani. And nevertheless, you can't be kinyan chalipin. So if it's all chalipin, when you, even with your makbid on the value and it's kinyan chalipin, so in our case, the parah of the chamor, why was the baal chamor not calling the parah with his mashiach of the parah? Why do you have to wait? Why do you say that the chamor dies? There was no kinyan. Should be the kinyan once it did the chalipin. So my answer is no, because what's the case over here? This is dacha because it just doesn't say this. It doesn't say this in the text. In other words, he says, I'll trade you my donkey for your cow and a sheep. And he only does meshicha on the cow. So he didn't do the complete act of kinyan yet. And he did meshicha on the para, but he hasn't done meshicha on the tala. This is not considered a complete kinyan. He didn't do complete meshicha because he didn't do meshicha on the entire item that he wanted to be kone. And since he didn't do it, he wasn't kone. The chalip is not complete yet. Okay, there are two types of chalipin, yes. With chalipin, you only have to one. Okay, this is yours, this is mine. We're going to call it the chalipin. I do mashiach on this, this automatically goes into your shas. If we're saying that these we're doing exchanging for value, which means I'm not on the value, then it becomes a kinyan kesef. Then, even if I do mashiach on this, you would have to do mashiach on this in order for the kinyan to be complete.
And you can't say that it goes retroactively on the case. If I don't get the second thing, the first kinyan doesn't work.
For chalipin,
For chalipin,
as soon as I do that's the sum of the shalom. But even chalipin by the kinyan sudar, what happens by the sudar? You pick up the handkerchief, the pen, and you're done. One act. When there's kesef, we have the issue of the payri. You have to have the payri being kone. So if they're doing an exchange, it's technically they're both kesef, they're both payri. You have to do the mashiach on both. Rashi explains, in order for it to be a kinyan. So the Gemara says, so you see in the case where you're switching the chamor and the para, only one of them is mashicha.
The value dropped.
Yeah, but don't talk about the value. Only one of them is mashicha, and there was no mashicha on the other side. We say there's no kinyan. Can't be chalipin. That can't be chalipin. If it was chalipin, you were calling it right away. So he says, no, of course there was chalipin. It definitely is chalipin. Problem was, is that the kinyan wasn't complete. There was no first kinyan. Because you were buying two items, and you're going to do mashiach on one item. Doesn't say that, but that's what the Gemara. That's how the Gemara explains it. I don't know what the Rashba has a question. The Rashba asks. I'm wasn't sure about the question. He says, "Why is it?" I think your question. Why is it that you have to be koneh both items? I mean, if you pay for something, if you do kinyan kesef, apparently he claims that you'll see in the Gemara in Ayin Zayin that if you only give partial payment, you're already koneh. So if by kesef you give the partial payment, and there's mashicha, then why over here if you only do partial mashicha on the when one item is not working? It wasn't clear on the question, but I think that's your question. Why is that the case? Okay.
The chalip is one strong kinyan.
Yes, it's a different kinyan than all other kinyanim.
I know, and it's very strong.
It's because it works just well. Most even if you have a regular case of kinyan kesef, I'm actually giving you money.
It doesn't work. You don't get anything.
But if you do the mashicha, you get it.
Ah, fine.
But there's still both. I have to.
But here it's not. I can just give you what's well done.
Yeah, it's the kinyan of das. The compromise of the das is what they wanted to accomplish. Okay. Don't think we're going to get all the way to town.
So
right now the Gemara holds that chalipin umakpid lehem is not even a question.
It's
so of course it's chalipin. Of course it's konen because every chalipin you're makpid. So now, there are two types of chalipin. Right.
One's a
bush change, you know. One's a sudar. Yeah. Well, you have to use one or the other. If you're doing the exchange, you're not doing a sudar. If you're doing a sudar, you're not doing an exchange. Which what are you doing? Yeah, so then that works with the sudar. That works with the sudar. But the sudar can work in cases where sudar works in cases with the matana. Sudar works in certain cases that you can't work otherwise. You know, want to give you matana in my house? You pick this up, and now you know you're calling it. Want to sell you my chametz? You do the sudar, and you pick it up. Okay. Right. So there's the Rashba over there, which I just didn't didn't fully understand. Okay. So now the Gemara says, if you look back to the original case that we started today with, was he says, Mocherli be'el kona. Right? We said we were kona as a kinyan chalipin. But what were you using? We were using mos. Didn't we say that mos aren't kona b'chalipin? So the Gemara asks, Amar Mar, Mocherli elu, right, kona, v'yesh lo alav ona'a, lema sever avuna matbeya nasa chalipin. Maybe so, Mepuno holds that matbeya can be done as chalipin. We had a machlokas about that. Right, so can we learn that he says matbeya nasa chalipin? So he says, we can't learn that out because Rav Huna saw like Rav Yochanan. Rav Huna is going to hold like Rav Yochanan. We're going to actually see Rav Yochanan's shita if we get to it on Amud Beis. The Amar who says Dvar Torah Maos Konos. Really, I mean the Raisa Maos is Konos. Not like our Mishnah where it says that really, if I give you the money, the kingdom's cloud right away. Umipnei Ma Amar Mashiach Kone, and why they said the Mashiach's Kone and not money? Gzeir Shemar Yom Malo Nisvu Kitecha Baaliyah. Maybe the reason being is because I'm going to sell you. You give me the money for the wheat in my warehouse. After you give me the money, the wheat in my warehouse is going to start burning. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to save it because it's your wheat. So we don't want you to lose out. You can't do anything because it's not in your rishus. And I'm not going to do anything because I already have the money in my hand. So therefore, he made the gzeir. But that's by milsa de shchicha. That's something that's shchicha. So gazu bar rabbanan. They made a takana. But milsa de lo shchicha. But something that's not matzoi, meaning the case where you were going to be sell, you're going to just throw down the coins and not be matbid on the amount. Lo gazu bar rabbanan. There's no gzeir over there. The takana doesn't apply over there because that's not a typical case where you're not going to count the money before you spend it. So there's no gzeir, and we go back to the original din d'oraisa. So with the mos is konos.
It's not working.
What?
So it's not chalipin.
Yeah, it seems like it's not chalipin, but we said before it is chalipin. But according to the first my number, it was chalipin and it was mos because there was onah as well. Right, so there was partial chalipin, partial money. So maybe you can push it in over there. I mean, there's a whole thing now also about, they talk about, what about a case where they made the gzeira in most of the shchiach where it's going to burn down? What if the item is locked off in a fireproof safe? And it's not shchiach that's going to burn? Do we still have a takana? Maybe Moses Konos in that case also. Post can talk about that. Okay. Right, well that was in the first. That was in the Rabba Amar Rav Huna. But what about? I'm just extending your question. What about in the second Mandamar? The second Mandamar said it was Kona with Arona, meaning it was clearly Chalipin. So you say that it's Mos or Konos. Really, Al Pidin, we're going back to the fact that it's Mos Konos. It's not really Chalipin over here because it's not Shaykh in the Gezerah. No, it's a good question. So Amar Le Mar Huna Braid Rav Nachman Rashi. Rav Huna Braid Rav Nachman says, Rashi, you know, you had a suffix as to whether he holds. I say it was clear din. Otan Hachim Asnisla. You learned. This is how you learned the words of Rav Huna, that you had a suffix whether or not he holds Matbeya Nasa Chalipin, and then you had him. I said, but I Hachim Asnisla. I learned it Peferish. B'chein Amar Rav Huna Ein Matbeya Nasa Chalipin. Rav Huna says clear that Ein Matbeya Nasa Chalipin, and therefore, right. So therefore, I had no suffix in Rav Huna, and therefore the reason why he has the work is because he holds like Rabbi Yochanan. It could be that they're going back on the whole thing now. It could be now that he's talking about Moses Konos. You're not even talking about Chalipin anymore. And then the whole discussion just kind of falls away. I'm not sure, but it's a good question. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to say, how does Chalipin work? I guess we're going to Suder now. Whose object do you use to affect the king of Chalipin? And this is the machlokas based on the pasuk in Megillas Rus. So, Bamek Konin, with whose kalim do we use a kinyan chalipin? Right? So, Rav Amar, one second. Right, Rav Amar, the kalim shal kone, we use the kalim of the buyer. The buyer gives the mocher his sudar. I give you my handkerchief, I give you my pen. I guess you keep it according to this. Right? Why does that work? Because the nichale lekone, the kone gets hana. The fact that you, the buyer, the seller, are willing to accept my sudar, with that hana'a, I'm willing to be, with that hana'a, it's kone, right? That's how I have my gemiras das, with that hana'a. Okay. There's some machlokas we've shown, by the way, now, okay, and that's what Rav says. Rav says, Kalim Shal Kone. But Levi Amar became Shal Makne. No, it's the Kalim of the seller that you use for the Sudar. Like we're going to explain it shortly. So the Machlokas we showed him is whether, when Levi says, Kalim Shal Makne, is he saying in exclusion to the Kalim of the Kone? Or are you saying, oh, even the Kain with the Mak, that would work? I think Halach Lamaisa, you can even use the third parties. I don't even think you need either of them. I think Halach Lamaisa, we use when you go to the Chasm's Tish and they do the Suder. It's not, is it the, who has a pen, who has a pen? I think you can use anybody's. That's the Machlok is here. So they ask, you use the rabbis. Right. Well, that is the sale. Oh, no, actually, right. No, isn't that the sale? He's the shliach to sell it. You make him the shliach. So what's the suder for? Slap part doesn't do the sale?
No.
Right, but the kinyan is affected later. And the rabbi gives it to him. So the suder... Yeah, so that's fine. But how do you get it from your rishus into the rabbi's rishus with the suda? But you don't give it to him. You make him the shliach. So what do you need the suda for? Is the point to be a shliach? I don't know. I like the chasm's tishes better because that's a suda. Okay. So amalei Rav Huna the sarkata l'rava. Rav Huna from sarkata says to Rava ulevi the amar b'kelev shel makna. According to Levi, said b'kelev shel makna. So the havamina is that. You're going to give me. I'm koneh two things from you. Then I'm going to be koneh your kli, and with your kli, I'm going to be koneh the karka that you're selling me. So he says it looks like a kinyan agav. So the Gemara says haka koneh ara agav glima. Now it looks like you're being koneh the karka agav the metaltalin. In imkain habulin the chashim shleish lehen achrais. I mean the karkos nikdin im nechashim shein lehen achrais. It looks like the karka is being nigrar achar the metaltalin. We know that's the opposite is true, that only in the chasm she'en lehen achrayis, nicknamed in the chasm she'es the machrayis. Only do agav, metaltum agav the karka. Here, if you're using the seller's item, the item's being nicknamed to me, I'm grabbing the item, and by with that, with being cone of that item, I'm being cone of the karka on top of it. So Gemara says, that's not how it works. I'm not talking about a kinyan agav, I'm talking about kinyan chalipin. Amalei, have a Levi hacha, if Levi was here, have a mapik l'apek pulsa denura. He would have shot fire at you. Machlok is what that means. Either it means he would have put you in nidoy for asking such a dumb question, but then other rishonim say you can't be put in nidoy for asking a question. You ask a question. I guess you could be thrown out of the base measures for some questions, but you can't be put in nidoy. So he says, now he would have given you such an answer. The fire of Torah would have burned in you. Anyway, pulsa denura in the Gemara. So umis sabart glima maknele. Are you telling me that it's because that you're kona the glima, the item, and that therefore you're kona the karka? That's not how it works. Bahahi hana the kamikabel mine gomer ba'akne. No, it's the hana that the mocher has that the kona is machshev of him to be makabel the suder in the matana. With that, because you're very excited that someone's going to take a matana from you, so with that hana that he gets, gomer va'aknele, he's gomer dato, and he's makne to the seller of the karka. Meaning it's not a kinyan agav, it's a kinyan chalipin. You see clear as day here that kinyan chalipin is a different type of kinyan. With the hana that he gets, it's a kinyan das. They want to do something, and this just concretizes the das that they have. Yes, but we're talking, well, in the Sudar case, the buyer is eventually going to pay money, but the money is only a chov now. It doesn't affect the kinyan. And if you're doing a one-for-one, then you're not going to change. You're not going to exchange money. That was just a barter. But here I think we're talking about the case that you're explaining, which is the sudar. And yeah, now I owe you money, but I only owe you money as a chov. That doesn't affect the kinyan. Okay. So you see we had a machlokas Rabin Levi. So now, ketanoi, the machlokas Rabin Levi is a machlokas tanoi, because the pasuk says in Rus, v'zos lifanim b'yisrael al ge'ulov al tmura l'kayim kol dover sholov ish nala v'nos nareyu. This is how it's going to be. What happened was, Boaz had to buy the rights to Rus and to the field. How did he buy how did he do that? He did a kinyan sudar with Ploni Almoni. So the Bryce explains what each word means. So we're going to go according to the way Rabbeinu Tam explains this. It says Geula zo mechira. Geula means the three kinyan I mentioned here, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Geula means a regular mechira. Selling metalklim with kinyan, with the kinyan that's muskron to Torah, whether it's meshicha or kesef, machlokas Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, right? And v'cheinu omer, the pasuk says lo yigal. It's pasuk in Vayikra, right? When you have a tamura, when you make a tamura, lo yigal, you can't buy it back. And then tamura, the word tamura in the pasuk, zo chalipin. That's what you do of real chalipin, a flip, one for the other. V'cheinu omer lo yachli flanav lo yamir oso. You can't switch it. And then lekayin kol dover shalav ish nalo v'nos l'reyu. That is a kinyan sudar. Mi nasan l'mi. Who gave the shoe to whom? Right. Boaz nasan l'goel. First my number says Boaz gave the shoe to the goel, meaning you use the kone as item. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Goel Nasan LaBoaz, that the Makne gave it to Boaz. And therefore you use the seller's item. That's the same Machlokas. That's that the Rav says like the Tanakam, and Levi says like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. You see, I think the Radbaz here, he mentions that he can also have, according, some say that Kinyan Suda may be a Din D'Rabbanan, yet it affects Dinei D'Oraisa. That's what it is. If the Rabbanan established, there's a Kinyan, that can affect things D'Oraisa. That's the famous Shiloh when it comes in the diamond line, when the guy says, you know, Mazal, whatever they say, Mazal Baruch, Mazal Bracha, and they sell it, can you be Choser afterwards? Because that may be, that's the Simtuta, right? That's where is it? It's on by Mechiras Yaakov. Is Or Chaim by Mechiras Yaakov about Simtuta? Something like that. So, that establishes the Kenyan. So, if you say Mazal Bracha, you may not be able to be Chozer anymore in the diamond line because that's was accepted as being the Kenyan. And then the money afterwards becomes a Chov. We have to separate the two things. We separate only the money and affecting the Kenyan. Okay. Plony Almoni. Because there was no point for him. What was he there for? What did he do? If you don't do what you're supposed to do, if you don't accomplish anything in life, you're a nobody. He didn't do what he was supposed to do. What? He didn't. That wasn't. And we learned Suda from him. Yeah. Right. But he didn't do what he was supposed to do. He's not important. He become an anonymous entity. Salvation, because the whole thing about that about the mentality of a free person moves from the outskirts of history into the middle of history, where history focuses on him. When you don't do anything, you're nobody. That's what we were in Mitzrayim. Then whatever it's right. We learned Kinyan Suda from him. We learned Kinyan Suda from Boaz. Now the Gemara brings another din when it comes to the Chalipin. Tana, we learn in our Brisa. Konin b'kli, apopish, embo shavaputa. You can, but when it comes to Kinyan Chalipin, you can lose a kli even though it's not shavaputa. Right? Which is also why you're not konin, why Chalipin doesn't work by in Kiddushin. Because it's less than shavaputa. Less than shavaputa, the woman's not going to want to be mocking herself. So, b'kli, apopish, embo shavaputa. So, Omer of Nachman, Rav Nachman says, and we saw this also the other day, lo shanon el b'kli. You can only use a kli, a full kli, of a b'peri, but anything that's not considered a kli, lo. You can't use, even if it's worth a lot of money. It has to be a kli. Rav Sheshes Amar Akbilu Peiros. Even Peiros, even non-kli items you can use. My time with Rav Nachman, and where's Rav Nachman learned this from? It was in Machlokas Achronim, whether or not according to Rav Sheshes, who says Akbilu Peiros, whether it means you can use a pri that has less than a shava pruta. Right? We said kli, does he equate peri into kli? Or is it only kli less than a shava pruta, but a peri has to have shava pruta? So it's in Machlokas, no, the Yehuda and the Maram Shif. So, my time, the Rav Nachman, Amar Kra, the pasuk says Na'alo, right? It says that he Shalof Ish Na'alo v'nasan reyu. Na'al in, Na'al's a kli, it's a utensil. Midiachrina lo, nothing, but it's a non-utensil. No. Well, my time, the Rav Sheshes. Why does Rav Sheshes say what he says? The Amar Kra, because the pasuk says L'kayin kol dover, everything. So Rav Nachman Nami haks L'kayin kol dover. Rav Nachman doesn't say L'kayin kol dover. What do you do with that? Ahu L'kayin kol dover, the kinyan mino. He says that the Kayin Kol Dover just teaches us that you can actually use Chalipin to accomplish this, to be goel the fields, right? That's to teach that you can do it, and then the Na'alo tells you how you can do it. Okay, Rav Sheshes Nami Haksiv Na'alo. I, according to Rav Sheshes, doesn't say Na'alo. What do you do with that? It should only be a kli. So Amalach Rav Sheshes Ma Na'alo Dover Mesuyim. Just like the Na'alo has to be a complete item. Av Kol Dover Mesuyim. So everything that you're using, even the papers, have to be a complete item. La'afuke Chachi Rimon Chachi Egos. To the exclusion of half a pri. Has to be full complete. And that's why we said before the other day about the Tzura. With the Tzura, Rashi explained that if the Tzura wasn't on it, then it wasn't a complete item because the malchus could not get rid of it. There wasn't Rashi trying to fit in over there. Well, that was on daf on memhei on mebeis. That wasn't a complete item. Okay. So the Ritva explains that it's only a chati peri is not considered a dover mesuyim because you can't fix it and put it back together. Humpty Dumpty breaks, you can't put it back together. It's broken. But a kli, since maybe you can put it back together, you can fix it, he would think that maybe you could use that as a still consider that Dover Mesuyim, which then that goes against what we said in Rashi before, because the government could just say that it's good. I don't know. But the Rashi and Shuas argue, he says that no, anything that's broken is not considered a Dover Mesuyim. And that's that. Okay. So now the Gemara brings down the nusach of the shtar that's used as a raya on the kinyan chalipin. Again, you're not affecting the kinyan with the shtar, just the shtar raya. And what's written in the shtar is going to prove who we passing like throughout all these machlokos. Amar Sheshit Reid of Idi, Kaman Kasvina Ha'idna. Now that we write this in the shtar, who does that prove the halacha is like? First, we write Bimana de Kosher Lemiknei Bey. Bimana, what is Bimana? Right, that comes to Lefuki Mir Sheshit. Bimana means a kli. Comes Lafuki Rav Sheshes, the Amar Koni Peros. It says you're koni even with Peros. The Kasher, the word Kasher, it has to be something that's Dover HaRoyal Lekinyan. It's Dover Kasher. Right? That comes Lafuki Shmuel, and we can see this. The Amar Koni Bimaroka. You can even use a Maroka. Rashi's Maroka is Kleo Asr Megoli Bakar. You some sort of dung necklace. I don't know what you use, what the Matzias is, but some sort of item that's just meals. It's just disgusting. That's not considered Dover Kasher. Maybe I thought it would come to exclude the Isra Rehana, and that's what the Gemara says later. Then Lemikne, it says Lemikne. It means to purchase. Lafuke mi de Levi, the Amr b'kelim shel makne, who says that you use the kelim of the seller. Leikne means that you're buying, so you have to use this kelim of the purchaser, right? Kamash malan lemikne lo liknuya. You're using it to buy and not to sell. Okay, I think that's how it works. So Rav Papa says no. Lemuute matbeya. It comes to exclude a matbeya, right? That's what. The nickname means comes to exclude the makbeya. Rav Zid, the itaim, Rav Ashi, Amar lemuute isur hena, comes to exclude isur hena, because those things aren't. You can't use that for khalifa. Ika the amri bay, the word bay, right? What was the lashon of the other thing of it? It says b'mani the kashon mikne bay. He says bay amar Rav Papa muute matbeya. The kashon Rav Zid, the itaim, Rav Ashi, muute isur hena. Ava morika ay, but you don't. What about morika? Lo itzrich. You don't need a pasuk to exclude morika because that's just disgusting. So you don't need a pasuk that was clear. Okay, that's the sugya of khalifin for now. But it's just the Maroka, the thing is, this, I think, when we talk about the Kli Maroka, I think that's, Rav Moshe mentions this in his shuva about why he can't use plastic cups. I think he talks about Maroka, that they're not a Dabar Chashev, so that's why you can't use plastic cups when it's Kish. I'm not sure, I have to look it up. You cannot use a Maroka. Rav Moshe says you can't use plastic cups for Kiddush and Gathal and all those things. I think it's a colic on the Tzitz Eliezer, so it says you can. But, So if you're going to hold like those who say you can make Kiddush on a small amount of schnapps, then you also have to combine that with the Tzitz Eliezer to allow you to use it on a plastic cup, two coolers in order to make Kiddush on two cooler, double cooler, cooler to cooler. Anyway, Rabbi Ravag makes Kiddush on a cup on wine, and Rav just had a Kiddush, Rabbi Raza did the same thing. You know, if two people who don't hold by either of those coolers, maybe it's a riot of how we should make Kiddush as well. Okay. What? A double negative. Sfek smeka. So now the Mishnah continued. Asimon kone matbeya. And Asimon was kone the matbeya, because the Asimon was the peri, the matbeya was the kasef, but the matbeya was not kone the Asimon. Okay? What's an Asimon? It's not a thing you put in the phones in Israel. My Asimon, amara maos hanitonos besimon lebeis amerchats. It's a certain coin that was used as a simon to go into the bathhouse. Meaning, people used to go to the bathhouse. They didn't want to use good money. They would count. They needed to count. They took a census, I guess, who was coming to the bathhouse. So they would give these monies that were, if non-valuable, to the attendant, so he knew how many people were there. Rabbi Nachman says it's more than that. He says that you didn't bring the money to Beis HaMerchatz. What you did was each person had coins that had like their name on it. It had sort of like, you know, like you have people on the shirts. You had your name, you know, embossed on the coin, and you gave it to the guy in the Beis HaMerchatz, and they were like chips. And then you gave it to him, and after a couple of little time, the Beis HaMerchatz owner redeemed his chips by you to pay him. He went to the Beis HaMerchatz on credit, proof by the chips. So Rabbi Nachman says on the side, he says, "Perish most do is sharoshim em shame balein b'kol eishi yichnas lamerchatz nosein lavlon achas mehen kadei sheyed the kama pamim nichnas v'rochas b'merchatz ubachron." In the end, motzi havlon hamos haros halalu shenit lo b'derech simon umekhaba kenegdon most yafos noslam lein. The owner would cash in his chips and get paid. That's what an asimon is. So Gemara says, no, that can't be what an asimon is. Meisvei. Mishnah Maisa Shani says, "Ein mechalel," and we can't be mechalel. Can't be mechalel Maisa Shani money. Right, Maisa Shani onto "Ein mechalel Maisa Shani ala Simon." You can't do it on Asimon. Number one, v'lo al mos nitos b'simon beis hamerchatz, and not on maos that are given. So it's two different things, right? Mechalel da Asimon lav mos nitonos b'simon lebeis hamerchatz. V'chi tema ayah, you're going to say maybe it's coming to explain. One line's explaining the other line. V'chi tema perusha kama farish. V'hal lo tani hakin. You can't do the, say that, because if you look at the brisa that explains this Mishnah, it says, mechalin ma'isha sheni al asimon divrei Rav Dosa. Rav Dosa says you can't be mechalin on an asimon. V'chachamim omrim ein mechalin. You can't be mechalin on an asimon. But they both agree, v'shavin she'ein mechalin al-mos, and he tells us we're sitting in the base of Merchot. It's clear that an asimon and davar anitam, the base of Merchot, are two separate items. So Ella Amar of Yochanan, my Asimon, what's Asimon? It's a pulsa. What's a pulsa? It's like a slug that hasn't had the seal of the king stamped on it. Okay, but as the Rabbi Yochanan Tameh, and so Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his own reasoning, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Dosa, Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Davar Achad. Rabbi Dosa, who said that in the Bryce that you can be Michal Mashashani on the Asimon, Rav Dosa, they both say the same thing. Rabbi Dosa had Amaron, like we just said. Rabbi Shmuel Mahi, what does he say? The Tanya, we have a Bryce that says, Vitsarta Kesabi Adecha, the rabbos are called Dover Hanitzra Biyard. Right? Anything that you can, that can use, have a purpose, even if it doesn't have a tsura. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Omer, the rabbos called Dover Sheish Lav Tsura. Rabbi Kiva says that you have to have a tsura. But you see, so Rabbi Yochanan says that the Asimon is a pulsa. And Rav Dosa and Rabbi Shmuel say you can be mechalel ma'aser sheni onto this pulsa. Rabbi Kiva says you have to have a tzura to be mechalel the ma'aser sheni. Okay. The Mishnah said, what was the case? So ketzad mashach hamenu peros v'lo nasan lomos eni yochel lachzer bo. If I did meshicha on the peros but I didn't give the money, I can't be chozer. If I did meshicha on the peros, that's kona. The kinyan is affected. Nasan lomos, but if I gave him the money, v'lo mashach hamenu peros, but you didn't do meshicha yet, yochel achzer. You can retract, because the giving of the money does not affect the kinyan. It's only the meshicha on the peros that affects the kinyan, and then the money is owed as a chov. So you see from here, from the Mishnah, that mos are not konos. Now comes the machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, what's the story about mos konos? So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Devar Torah, Mos Konos. Really, of the Torah law, money is Kona. I give you the money, I'm Kona. Umipnei Ma Amru Meshicha Kona. So why they say that Meshicha is Kona? So Machlokas also, we saw that whether Rav Yochanan holds that Deraisa only Kesef is Kona, Meshicha wouldn't be Kona, and the Gzera was to just pull away the Kesef, or it was only Kesef in the Torah, and they got rid of the whole thing, and now they changed it into Meshicha. So right, Mibnei Ma Amru Meshicha Kona Gzeira Shemar Yomar Lo Nisvu Kitech BeAliyah. The Chum had a chash that after the Nesinas of the Mos, the Lokeich is going to leave them and talk to them in the Rishus of the Mocher. A fire is going to come into the house of the Mocher. The Mocher is not going to be choshes to be Toreach and go to, and save them and talk to them. He's just going to tell the Lokeich, you know, Nisvu Achitim, your stuff was burned. Therefore, the Chum made a takana that so long as the Lokeich didn't do Meshicha, that, and the Metalchim is not in Rishus, the Lokeich can be choser. And therefore, the Mocher will be Toreach to save it, because he doesn't want the Lokeach to be chozer, because he's going to lose out on his sale. So it's technically his. It's technically his until Mashiach. But say they say, so who cares if the fire fell out? So man the son of Leka boil shlume. So whoever set the fire will have to pay. He's a mazik. So he's, I don't know what's going on. El gzeira shema tipol the Leka onus. Maybe a Leka will come about, but onus that no one's chayiv on. I don't know what the going over there, but. Because if you would leave the metalchim in the rishus of the mocher, moser nafshav v'torach umatzil, he'll be torach and save it. V'lo, but if you don't, then lo moser nafshav v'torach umatzil. Therefore, we made a gzeira that so long as there's no meshicha, then the kone can be chozer, and therefore the mocher will be toreach to save them. What? Yeah, I know. Good question. It's a good question. I don't know. If Kesef is Kona Midoraisa, right? It's a question. I ask the same question. Kesef is Kona Midoraisa. We say Midorabana, we have a Chashash, Shema, the Dalek is going to come. So what about Suder? It's the same thing. And what's the answer?
So you said the guy won't pay, and you have to go chase him down.
Who won't pay?
If you transfer the Suder, he's supposed to pay for it.
Right. Oh, because there's no money hasn't switched hands yet. Money hasn't switched hands yet. Yeah. We didn't remember it was so. We blew right through it. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish says, Meshicha Mufresh Min HaTorah. Really, there's no such thing as Kitin Kesef. On Metalachlim, it's Meshicha is the Din D'Oraisa. My time of the Rish Lakish. What's the reason for Rish Lakish? The Amakra, the Pasuk says, this is by the Isra Ona'a, right? The Pasuk says, Kit Simchru Mimkal Amisecha, Okono Miyad Amisecha, Okono Es Achiv. The word Miyad Amisecha is from the hands. Dabar Nikna Miyad Liyad. It has to be Miyad Liyad, which is Meshicha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Miyad, what does Miyad mean? The Mu'ute Karka Delesbe Ona'a. We're talking about Ona here. It says, Ona only applies to Metalton. It doesn't apply to Karka. There's a Kliyakar on there who tries to explain the difference between, a lot of time, I ain't shown the Kliyakar explains what the difference between Karka and Metalton is, because the fluctuation in price. It's not, it, Karka, the Leslie Bona. The Reish Lakish, says, what, how does he say, he says that Miyad, even so, but you could say, even though Miyad comes to teach us that to exclude Karka from Ona, you can still learn out that all Kenyanim have to Dhamma Mashiach. Im Kain, if it was coming to exclude the concept of Mashiach, Im Kain lift of Kra, the Chisimkru Mimkar Miyad. Right? It should just say the Chisimkru Mimkar Miyad. Right? As, I guess it says Amisecha Altonu. Sorry, Im Kain lift of, sorry. Im Kain lift of Kra, the Chisimkru Mimkar Miyad Amisecha Altonu. Right? But Okano Lamali. Why is it add the word Okano? Or you acquire it. Shema Minal Mashiach. It says Okano Miyad Mashiach. That extra two words come to teach us that it's Kenyan, it's only Kenyan Mashiach. V'Rabbi Yochanan. Okano my Abidle. What does he do with the words of Okano? Mi boy le lichid asan. You need to learn in a brisa. The pasuk says, V'chisim kru mimkar altonu ein li elishin asan alokeach. It's only the din of Ona'a if the mocher overcharges. But how do we know if the buyer underpays is also a din of Ona'a? Talmilomer Okano altonu. That therefore that Ono goes both ways. I the Reish Lakish, Tarti Gomrimine. You can learn both things out from Okana, because a Kenyan there's two sides to a Kenyan. So therefore he learns it out. He learns out that there's a double Ono applies to both the Mocher and the Kona from that pasuk. Tanan, our Mishnah learned. Now the Mishnah's got, now we're gonna ask from Rav Shimon and our Mishnah. Rav Shimon said whoever had the kesef in his hands can be chozer. They're gonna ask on the sheet of Reish Lakish, who says that merely up he didn't it's right, what Reish Lakish says, that midoraisim, it's Mashiach. There's no such thing as Moos Konos. So, tonight we learn in our Mishnah that if the Kona gave money to the Mocher for the Metalachlim, but there was no Mashiach, that according to Rabban, both of them could be Choser. According to Rav Shimon, Omer, Kolok Sheh, Kesef B'yado, Yado El Yona, and therefore, Mocher Hud Dematzi Hadarbei, the seller who now has the money in his hands, he can be Choser. Lokeach Lo Matzah Hadarbei, but Lokeach can't be Choser because he already gave the money. So, Iyamart Bishlama Moos Konos, if you say that really up he did, Moos is Konos, which only did the Rabbanon, then Mashiach is Kona. So, Mishum Haki Mocher Matzi Hadarbei, Lokeach Lo Matzi Hadarbei. Therefore, okay, the Kona's Chachamim was that only the Mocher can be Choser, and not the Kona, because it's enough that say that the Mocher can be Choser, that if the value of the metalim go up, the mocher will be chozer. So he knows that he has that right. So he'll go save from the deleika, because the value goes up. After the deleika, he'll be able to retract and get more money on a later sale. Eliya mart mos ain't on konos. But if you say like Reish Lakish, there's no such thing as mos konos, even on the raisa level. Lokeach namil hadarbei. So why can't the lokeach be chozer? So amalach Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says alibid Rabbi Yochanan lo kamina. I'm not talking about Rabbi Shimon. Alibid Rabbi Shimon lo kamina. Rabbi Shimon obviously holds like Rabbi Yochanan. Ki kamina alibid Rabbanan. I'm talking about Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, their cholikol, they say that before Mashiach, both the mocher and the kona can be chosen because they hold that moos are not konos. So bishmal Reish Lakish hayad ika ben Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. Now we understand the machlokes in Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan in the Mishnah. One holds moos konos, one holds moos not konos. Midoraisa el Rabbi Yochanan my ika ben Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. What's the difference between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan? So ika ben ayad Rabbi Chizda, they are cholik on the rule of Rav Chizda, which Rav Chizda came after them, but the Amar Rav Chizda kederah shetiknu mishicha b'mochrin kach tiknu mishicha b'lekochos. The same way that they made the takana that the mocher can be chozer, that they make the takana that the kona can be chozer. Rav Shimon less than Rav Chizda. Rav Shimon does not hold that they made the takana even on the lokeach. Rabbanan is the Rav Chizda, and Rabbanan says no. They also made the takana on that you can be chozer for the lokeach as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day.